So the heart of this principle-centered leadership approach is this third domain. It lies in the culture or the civilization, the character of the organization. And at the core, at the very hub of the wheel, at the center, are a set of principles that everybody buys into. That's what makes the civilization strong and viable and flexible. And that which strengthens the immune system so that no matter how that organization is blindsided, no matter what changes are taking place out there on the frontier, no matter what internal problems develop, that immune system can adapt. Why? Because principles are universally applicable. Practices are not. Practices are tied to specific situations. But if you get an immune system, a strong culture that is principle-centered, then you have unleashed the energies, the creativity, and the talents of all of those people inside that culture to do what's necessary to solve those problems, to accommodate the new change that is taking place. And those changes don't threaten them because their own personal security comes from a changeless core themselves, based on principles, not from having to use prejudices or categories to figure people out, or to need their credentials and affiliations as a way of borrowing strength to compensate for the internal hollowness of their own character. And they don't necessarily need to rely upon the structures and the systems and the rules to make sure they have all of the armament and the strength necessary to carry out their managerial directives. Why? Because their security lies on their integrity to those principles. And it feeds them endlessly. It feeds them their security, their wisdom, their guidance, and their power. It gives them tremendous social courage, but ironically, it also gives them great compassion. Why? Simply because when you're not worried about yourself, you can leave yourself and listen to others. You can show concern for others. You can get involved with others. You're not threatened fundamentally. Your security comes from within, not from without. It comes from your integrity to natural law, to principles.